Let's go to our music critic for Thursday, Brad Warrington, who's in the Wellington studio. Hello.
Hey, REO Speedwagon. Whoa.
Yeah, what do you think?
Big tune. That's a big, big tune, as I'd say in the DJ game. Yeah, no, that's a, yeah, brung back memories of the late 80s.
I had a, 84 I think it was. I had a bit of an email dispute with someone recently about what did and didn't constitute yacht rock. I would just about put REO Speedwagon in the yacht rock category. What do you reckon?
I think it makes the cut. It makes the cut. Yeah,
well, you have not music for sailing, but music for driving.
Yeah, these are the ones that you want to watch your speed, because I found with the second one that I always, every time it's in the car, I look down and I'm doing like 105 and I'm like, ooh, just, you know, now, moment.
I know that you've substituted 105 for a much higher speed, Brad, but I appreciate it, given that you're on RNZ National this afternoon.
Yeah. Never break the law.
Okay.
Never, yeah.
So good idea, yeah, music for driving too, maybe in the holiday season,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I can't believe it's December, 20 days till Christmas, so I figured I might as well pick a couple of tunes that you can jam in the car with the kids and, you know, open up the window and let the air breeze out through the wind, unless you're stuck in Auckland traffic, so you'll just be jamming on the spot. But here down south where you can get places pretty fast. So, yeah, I thought, well, the weekend dropped two new tunes last week, and the first one called Heartless, and actually yesterday they dropped the video on YouTube, cool video, probably a little bit X-rated kind of lyrics, so I decided to go for the synth pop version of the Weeknd song Blinding Lights. And you know, the Weeknd are probably more known for like a dark R&B neo soul hip hop kind of vibe, but this one's the full like 80s pop jam, so it melds nicely with the song you just played as well. So, you know, kind of same vibe. And yeah, if you don't know who The Weeknd is, it's Abel Tesfaye, who's a Canadian 30-year-old, won 3 Grammys, 8 Billboard Awards. He came to fame like 10 years ago when he dropped 3 mixtapes in a row. They kind of got traction, so he started building a bit of a following, and then he dropped some like anonymous videos, and he went on to sell 70 million albums so far, including, you know, his big tune Starboy. I don't know if you remember that from
I know nothing about The Weeknd apart from that. It's quite a interesting choice for a pseudonym.
Yeah, it is. I think you're going to love it. I think, you know, I know that you're a bit of a pop fan, so I actually picked this song too. I was like, oh, geez, he's probably going to get down with this one. And, it got released actually by Mercedes-Benz. They did a bit of a promo for him. So I think that, like, a lot of these companies like Mercedes are looking at these artists like The Weeknd with huge online followings. And so, yeah, the new electric SUV by Mercedes-Benz was released on German TV last week with The Weeknd driving it and also telling the little computer to play his new song. Yeah, so he's going to hit the studio.
That is integration, eh?
Yeah. I mean, that's woke. Tick. Electric vehicle tick. Yeah, so,
what do we know about this guy?
Well, I don't actually know too much. I'm not, I'll be totally honest, I'm not a huge Weeknd fan. Like, I wouldn't go out and buy the albums, but I do like quite a number of his songs. I think Can't Feel My Face and Starboy are probably two of the biggest international hits for the last 5 years, just in my opinion, as far as, like, you know, the black
I'm trying music. To think. I'm trying to think of another solo artist who has put a "the" in front of their performing name.
Yeah, not like a single individual, maybe a band.
Not like Sting.
No.
But is The Weeknd a band or is it a
person? No, it's an individual.
Yeah.
So he's like a producer, instrumentalist and vocalist. Yeah. And he credits MJ and Prince, and surprisingly on Wiki, R. Kelly as his main influences. And like, you can really hear it through a lot of his other music, like Can't Feel My Face. And it really reminds me of Michael Jackson, just the delivery, the falsetto high voice.
Let's get it on, eh? I can't wait to hear it.
It's awesome. And the thing is, man, he's going to be on Stephen Colbert tomorrow and the next night doing these songs, so you're ahead of the game. I like that. It's going to be a big tune too, this one.
If anyone can think of a performer's name where they've put a "the" as part of their stage name, text it through to me on 2101. I'm sure we'll be kicking ourselves. For now, here's The Weeknd.
We'll be right back.
cause I can see the sunlight up the sky. So I hit the road in overdrive.
Big tune.
Sounded great. I liked it. At the beginning, it reminded me of Aha, Take On Me.
I was going to let you just bust that out because, yeah, definitely got the Aha vibes, eh?
It's great. Great compliment, too.
Yeah, and it's about his I'm not sure if it's his current girlfriend, but she's a model called Bella Hadid.
Hadid,
yeah. Yeah, I just love it. I think it's going to be quite a big tune. I think that people, particularly, you know, a lot of radio play, I think... this year has been incredible for music, and you know the lists are coming out. Like last week, I love the list that Charlotte did on Music 101 with the 21st, top 21 albums.
Yeah,
of the 21st.
We listened to that as a family actually on the weekend. It was cool.
Yeah. I mean, and a great way of getting all the information. You know, you can't really argue with 40 different people. Top 20 or top 10. And then, I think Kirsten's doing top local tunes on Song Crush this week, and next week it's top international tunes.
Now, Brad, can I jump in?
Yep.
Because I said earlier, is there any other example of a single musical artist taking on a pseudonym that begins with the word the? We've had loads of texts, but most of them are barking up the wrong tree.
You mean like the Datsuns or...
Yeah, lots of people are doing groups, not what we're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
A lot of people trying to say that Vava was a solo artist. Incorrect.
All right.
It was a. It featured one guy as a vocalist, but it was definitely a band name. But how about The Edge from U2?
True. I guess. Does
and,
that count?
And there's also one called The Game.
Oh, yeah, The Game. Oh, my God, I should have come up with that.
Yeah.
I was sitting here going, oh, what hip-hop artist? Oh, The Game. What am I doing?
And technically The Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, but I'm actually hanging my head in shame right now.
Okay. The Big Bopper.
Oh, man, that's poor form by me. But I didn't put Savage Thoughts in my top 20 albums of the 21st century, so sorry, King Caps, my bad. But yeah, okay. I think, yeah, the next tune I'm going to play is another driving tune. It's by a group called Jazzanova. I don't know if you know who they are, but they're a group of producers from Germany. And yeah, I'm not across all their music, but this tune, as a DJ, when I first heard it, I was just like, this is such a groove, like the bass, the rhythm section. And then it's featuring Mulata Estatake, who, I hope I said that right, who's the etho godfather of jazz, and this dude on the percussion, my goodness. Yes, it's such a great tune. It builds up, it starts with it's a remix of one of their songs off their album last year, they released The Pool. And usually remixes don't beat the original. I think I talked about this last time with like cover songs. But this one, just the groove, honestly, the rhythm section, the bass, the drums,
it's
just so
it.
Amazing. And then it's just a build up with different instruments and then a little bit of a vocal hook. It's just, yeah, it's magic to the ears. And it's actually 7 minutes long, but we won't play the whole thing, obviously. But yeah, it's going to be a great song to drive to the beach, to the batch on your summer holiday.
Can I share a piece of DJ trivia with you, DJ Brad?
Yes. Yep.
I did an interview about Prince recently with the guy who wrote Prince's memoir, like the authorised memoir. Wow. And Prince, who used to do some DJing, believed that you should always finish your DJ set with one particular song.
Yeah, I think so.
Would you like me to tell you what it was? So he says you should always finish a DJ set with September by Earth, Wind and Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah. You know that one?
Yeah, or Hit the Road, Jack.
Or Easy by Faith No More.
Oh, dude, you were hitting the mark today.
Brad Warrington, awesome. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, man. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, nice to chat. Thanks for your contributions this year.
All good, man.
Jazzanova and Heatwave.
Yeah.
It'll eat you, baby, yeah.
ANZ National. You can look it up this weekend. It's called Heatwave. It's a remix. And the band name you need is Jazza Nova, which is spelt how it sounds, J-A-Z-Z-A-N-O-V-A.